From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama's first international trip takes him to Istanbul, Turkey, next week. Movie critic Bob Mondello was just there a few weeks ago, though on a different mission. He was looking for drama.
What I know of Istanbul, I learned at the movies. It's a city filled with intrigue. James Bond's ferry ride up the Bosporus and From Russia with Love.
That's all you are interested in.
But if you tell me about the machine, afterwards we won't always be working on the company's time.
That terrifying Turkish prison in Midnight Express. The Sultan's treasure room in Topkapi.
The Istanbul emeralds, the most protected jewels in the world, have been stolen.
If I'm in Turkey, I figured that's the stuff I should see. So I went hunting for it. Why, just a month ago, I was watching The International with Clive Owen slinking through this way spooky, underground, mysterious, super-secret reservoir. A mysterious, super-secret reservoir that it turns out I have to stand in line for now that I'm actually here. And what do I find? Piped in classical music, a gazillion tourists, no Clive Owen, but we knew that, right? The most surprising thing about the Basilica Cistern, as this tourist site is known outside suspense movies, is that the spooky movie-style lighting you see in The International was already there. Hollywood just had to turn on the cameras. But that can't be true of the grim, disgusting prison in Midnight Express. According to three guidebooks and several local merchants, it was just two blocks from the cistern, so I go searching. And hallelujah, in what was once the prison yard, I find evidence. Big, rusting iron locks, suitable for shackling Brad Davis after he steals a blanket. If he was cold and needed a blanket today, he could just ring for room service. Those big iron locks I found, wall decorations in what is now the bar of a Four Seasons hotel. And so it goes with the movie site sightseeing. The Topkapi Palace Museum's precious dagger, which Melina Mercouri describes in the movie Topkapi as being
crafted with four greatest emeralds the world has ever known,
would seem like a bigger deal if it weren't displayed among emerald-encrusted teapots. The real Grand Bazaar? It's every bit as jewel and rug-crammed as it was in The Accidental Spy.
Somebody help!
Though not quite as madcap without a naked Jackie Chan kicking up clouds of curry powder and swinging from the rafters in a Turkish bath.
Thank you!
Local vendors Errol and Nussum still remember that stunt.
Jackie Chan was up there in the Çemberli Taş Hammam and he made it hang on the chandelier.
Indiana Jones, everybody knows it, and they were in Istanbul as well.
And carousing at that same Turkish bath, so I pay it a visit to discover whether there's any drama in what people who don't swing from chandeliers do there.
After 10, 15 minutes, you spent like on the picture over there, the first one. The masseur with the glove, they do the peeling, scrub the dead skin off you. That whole procedure takes about a half an hour, but after that, if you want to stay any longer inside, enjoy the steam room, it's up to you.
Half an hour of steam and the very sweaty ministrations of an elderly gentleman who wants to bend me in directions I don't normally bend is actually more than enough, and it helps me realize that I'm not finding much drama in all this movie site sightseeing. Probably won't find it at the Istanbul train station's Orient Express restaurant, either. But I know it's here, so maybe if I put on my theater critic hat, I can find it. I board a plane and fly over the battlefields bloodied by Mel Gibson in Gallipoli to visit an older, non-cinematic site of drama, the crumbling ruins of Ephesus, where Antony and Cleopatra, the real ones, saw the smash hit comedies and tragedies of a couple of millennia ago in the largest amphitheater in the ancient world.
This was the entrance gateway for the spectators.
Tour guide Ilker Eti.
Let's go down to the orchestra to check the acoustic here, to check the echo. But to give you a rough idea about the acoustic here, let me clap my hands.
Though we're out in the open air, it sounds remarkably as if we're in an enclosed space when Ilker claps. Sounds here have bounce and presence, theatricality, you might say. Good for the drama I've been chasing, and for music, too, though maybe too good for amplified music, because it made an entryway collapse.
This part had fallen down after 1992, after the summer festival, one of the world-famous singers, Sting. Today we still have summer festivals. but only classical music concerts, you know, no more loudspeakers.
The surrounding city of Ephesus, once a port, but now several miles inland because its river silted up, was, our guide says, the second largest city in the Roman Empire. And how do archaeologists looking at bleached marble ruins know that? Turns out the box office gods told them. Only the nobility, the top 10% of Roman society, could attend the Grand Theater, so size, in this case, matters.
If you don't have any information about the census they had in Roman cities, always try to check the seating to the Grand Theaters. Surplus that number with 10 times, you will get the total population. That's how we know that population in Ephesus was 250,000, because the Grand Theater has a seating capacity 24,000. Okay?
Accommodating that many Roman citizens required carving a huge semicircular bowl into a hillside. The Romans built up from a broad stage more than 60 curved rows of solid marble seating. Steeply spaced rows, let's note, and to check out how those ancient acoustics hold up in the cheap seats, I'm heading to the very top. Climbing up the steps now. A lot of them are getting old. There we go. Whew. At the top, the nearest people, some kids playing on the stage, will be nearly a football field away below me. And in theory, I'll be able to hear them anyway.
By the time I get here, all you're going to be here, able to hear, is me breathing.
I'll hear them over my breathing because this vast open space, though stripped of most of its marble through the centuries, will do the work of projecting for them. So can I?
All right.
They're speaking more or less normally. An actor declaiming lines would be clearly audible way up here.
I guess it's really important that he would be audible to 24,000 people, because the view from this spot, it's pretty breathtaking. And not just because I'm out of breath.
A view of the far-off Aegean, which would have been a lot closer before the river delta silted up, with the huge ancient city of Ephesus spread out before it. Today, above the ruins of that city's market and the remains of a grand processional road, storm clouds scud across a grassy plain, providing a theater that's hosted audiences for more than 2 millennia with visual drama that is elemental and ageless. I'm Bob Mandela.
To relive some of those classic movie scenes Bob just mentioned, including a naked Jackie Chan, just go to our website, npr.org.